it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Well, actually, you don't get Paul Ramo, you get me today, Maynard Meyer, but my gardening knowledge isn't a whole lot better than Paul's, so I guess that applies in my case as well. But we do have the expert here. We've got Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. How you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing good.
Good to talk to you. It's always nice to fill in once in a while and chat a little bit.
Yeah, you always have good questions there, Maynard. So.
Well, I don't have any, I've sprayed my... sprayed my Trimac on the yard and tried to miss my wife's garden, so I think everything's good there. You know, that was one of my questions before.
Yeah.
And the dandelions are curled up pretty well, so I think I got most of them. It looks like one of the other broadleaf weeds kind of got done in, too, so that worked. So maybe I'll take your advice and spray in the fall.
There you go. Do it.
Yeah.
Fall is a good time to kill those broadleaf weeds.
Then I'll stay out of trouble, which is, well, I'll try to stay out of trouble anyway.
Are you in trouble?
I'm usually in trouble. Anyway, what's doing your business over there?
I was to your wife the other day, some pansies for their
Yeah, they're decorating some bicycles over there for the Faith Builders Group, working on them over at Madison Mercantile. It's quite a project over there.
That's good.
Yeah. So this turned
out. Yeah, I started cleaning up bikes the other day.
Yep, they turned out pretty nice. So, except a couple of them fell over in the wind. I had to kind of start over again. So,
this wind is crazy, and that's a factor out there that some people are saying that some of their plants are just getting almost blown away.
Yeah, I believe that. Breaking them off, I suppose, and breaking off tree branches and everything else. That's which. Leads to a good question. You know, if you do get a tree branch or something that breaks off in the wind, like I've seen a lot of pictures recently, what should you do to your tree to kind of make sure that it isn't damaged too badly?
Well, if a branch busts off and it's ripped, you know, so it's a tree, I would make a clean cut so it isn't jagged, and then I would put what is called a pruning sealer, or wound sealer, and which is an asphalt in an aerosol can, make a fresh cut and then spray that on there so it heals over and bugs and diseases and water don't get in there.
Okay, so I'm just trying to give it a little protection from the elements, then, huh?
Exactly.
So let's hit the plant of the week before we forget here. Is that gazinia? Is that correct?
It's gazinia.
Gazinia, yes. That's kind of a pretty plant. I'm just looking at a picture of it here. It's on the Q92 Facebook page. Tell us about that.
Well, gazinia, you know, a lot of people shop for their bedding plants early in the spring, and there's some flowers that don't flower early. They're flowering more now, and a gazinia is one of those plants, and so a lot of people don't even see it by, you know, not shopping a little later and see what's blooming. A gazinia is an unusual flower. It looks kind of like a daisy, only there's a lot more vibrant colors in there. I mean, and they're striped. This one, I had a couple pictures on there. It's orange and red, and there's red ones, and there's white ones, and there are many two-tone colored ones. And the leaves are kind of the variety we have is called Frosty Kiss, and has frosty colored leaves. Their leaves are fuzzy and are kind of gray color, so there's a good contrast there. So if you want something different that flowers during most of the summer, get some gazinias, and they're a medium-sized bedding plant, so it gets a little taller, and they're really cool.
Yeah, it looked kind of like a firework going off or something there, just kind of a little explosion.
So if you haven't been to your greenhouse lately, go to the greenhouse and see all the plants that are flowering now. And, you know, you've got your spring early flowering ones, and now you got your early summer flowering ones, and there's some really different ones right now.
Okay. Sounds good. How about the horticultural concern is Emerald Ashmore? That's back in the news again.
It sure is, and people have been coming in, and it hasn't officially been said that it's in Lacaparle County, but it's in Lyon County. They've found that beetle there. So
I just got a news release here this morning that says Emerald Ashmore found in Pope County. That's not too far away either.
Nope, so it's in our area, and if you have concern about your ash trees, especially if you have one smaller one or a younger one in your yard or a couple younger ones in your yard, be you have a product that you, it's a chemical that you mix with water, depends on the size of the tree, and you put so many ounces in 1 gallon of water, and then you pour around the base of your tree, and the tree will absorb that and get that beetle out of there, which it's a fungus disease in the ash trees, and it'll get that beetle out of there so it doesn't carry it to your tree. So that's very effective. If you have a larger tree and you don't see a lot of the symptoms, you can have your tree injected, but that costs up to, you know, $500-$600, where this chemical is, it's $80, and you probably can treat a few trees with that. So it's a lot cheaper if you do it yourself.
All right, so especially be concerned about the younger trees then.
Younger and, if you have trees in your yard, it's almost impossible to go treat a whole grove unless you have a lot to do with it. But if you have, a prime tree in your yard or something, I would definitely treat it.
Okay. All right, what are the questions that are coming up over in the store lately?
Oh.
Always a lot of questions, I'm sure.
We were talking, when's this rain going to stop?
And
the other question is weeds. And, it's so wet out there, you can't hardly get the weeds out of there. But when it does dry, you're going to have to get out there and hoe. And then you can put a product on there like Earth Elements Grower or Preen, which is a weed inhibitor, and that will prevent the seeds from coming up. Because of all the moisture, we're getting a lot of questions, Maynard, that there's disease problems starting on the tomatoes. Somebody brought in some leaves of hostas, and what it is, it's a disease, it's not a bug. And so if you have some product on your shelf that says disease control, I would definitely probably be watching your plants if you need to put that on.
Okay. Now, how about crabgrass and all that kind of stuff? I notice I've got all kinds of things going on in my yard there. Should I be doing anything this time of the year with that?
You haven't put your crabgrass...
Or flatgrass or whatever you want to call it?
Crabgrass.
Okay.
If you haven't put your crabgrass preventer on, I would do that as soon as you can. Because it's definitely getting... It's not real warm yet, and crabgrass comes when it's hot. So it's time to get that on there. And if you do see crabgrass... It's not very big right now, but it's kind of a lime green yellow, and it's really a small plant right now. So if you have that coming already, you probably use a crabgrass killer, because it's really easy to kill at this stage. When it gets big, it's almost impossible.
Oh, that clover. I noticed some clover popping up in the yard again.
Then you should get your Trimec back out, Maynard.
Well, it's not in my yard. It's somewhere in somebody else's yard this time, fortunately.
Clover is a little harder to kill, and you wouldn't think clover would be harder to kill, but it has quite an extensive root system. So if you're going to go specifically after clover, I would get, it's called Weed Free Zone. It's Trimec with one other chemical in it, and that other chemical will kill clover a lot easier. And that's what you spray on, like Creeping Charlie or Wild Violet, clover, the weeds that are a little harder to kill. I'd go to Weed Free Zone.
Okay. Well, let's start landscaping a little bit today. I know you guys specialize in that. I've had you do some work over at my house, and you're keeping the what I call the Q92 Plaza over here next to the radio station, keeping that trimmed up pretty good for us. And
and I may say myself, I think your place looks pretty nice there, Maynard.
Yeah, well, thank you. I like that the edging that was put in there, that was a kind of a poured concrete edging you did over there.
Poured concrete, and you can get that in different colors. That's kind of definitely a trend these days, is to actually pour your concrete. It looks like a mini curb, and keeps your rock in and your weeds out.
Yeah, and you can mow it pretty easy right up to it and everything without hurting anything.
Yep. Or you can use the poly edging. If you get that in right, that works good. And you really don't even see that because you put it into the ground. And that holds, again, the purpose is to keep the grass from growing into your rocks or mulch, or if you just have dirt underneath your shrubs or garden, it's kind of a line, your barrier.
A lot of people, probably don't do a lot of landscaping because they just don't think that they have an eye for it and just don't know where to start. So that's kind of where you come in, right?
that's my background. I have a landscape horticulture degree, and from many years ago, and I've been.
We won't talk about that.
I do a lot of design work, and you know, spring gets so busy that you know, doing bedding plants and Mother's Day and Memorial Day. But now, when it gets into June, I have more time to help people if they have want me just to come out and look. I can give them advice, or you know, what plant is this, what plant is that, or if they actually want a landscape plan, I can draw that out. I enjoy doing that. That's one of the things I do like to do. And if they want an estimate, I can break that all down to, you know, how much do the plants cost, how much does the material cost, you know, like the rocks or the mulch or the edging. I break that out. And then if you want us to install it, I can tell you approximately how much it would cost to have us put it in. We do a lot of landscaping, and we have our landscaping crew here now because we do get a few college kids and a few high school kids, so we have a landscape crew, so we can help people out.
All right, and you've got a hand in landscaping over there at the Grand Park, which looks great these days. If people haven't been over there to check that out, that's a beautiful addition to the community there. And then you've been doing some work around the biome over there, I believe, too.
Yeah, I helped design that, and Heather Nursery installed the plants and some of the trees. And I think it turned out, I really impressed with both those gardens, that the Grand Park has a lot of pollinator plants, wildflowers, and they are blooming like crazy, and they're growing very well. So if you want to stroll through both those parks, and there's going to be the Soil and Water Conservation Service with, I know there's a lot of people there, but I'm connected with Ryan a little bit, or know Ryan, and they're doing a lot of wildflower gardens throughout Lac Barre County, and I think that's a good project, too.
Yeah, definitely is. Well, Dwayne, we're kind of getting down to the end of things here. Why don't you talk a little bit about your locations and your hours there?
Addison, Dawson, and Montevideo, and depending on where you're at, but we're usually around from 8:30 to 5:30 or 5 o'clock in some of our stores, and then Saturday from 9 to noon, and a little later in Montevideo, and we can help you in any locations. If you want to get a hold of me, I'm usually at the Dawson store, and I can help you with your landscaping plans. Or if you have more horticulture questions, I'd be glad to answer them for you. We do have floral shops and greenhouses in all the locations. So if greenhouses are still full, we have great selections, new plants blooming, still a lot of garden plants, you know, as far as vegetables. And
you do make house calls, so if they want you to come over and take a look at some landscaping project or something, I'm sure you'd be happy to do that.
You do that? Yeah, I would gladly do that. Or if you have a problem, you know, and have questions, if you can take a picture of it, you know, with all your cell phones these days, take a picture and text it to me. I can help identify the problem, or stop into our stores. And, you know, people say, well, where do I get that product to help? Well, I've been around for 40-some years now, so we usually have the answers right in our stores, too, so we can help you out.
All right, sounds good. Well, Dwayne, we're about out of time for this week, but great talking to you there on the Gardening Corner, and Paul will be back again next week, I'm sure, and we'll have, if anybody has any questions during the week, they can call them in any time or talk to you over there, and we can address them on the program, too.
Or Dawson or Montevideo, we can help you. And I'd like to say congratulations to you, Maynard, for having a new owner of Q92.
Yeah, Carrie Boyan's there, and she's going to be over in Dawson making the rounds, talking to some people tomorrow, so you might run into her over there in that location.
Today here and had a good conversation with her. I think it's going to be a good transition, and you know, they can't get rid of us old bucks either, can they?
That's right. No, we're still going to be around, but not quite ready to retire, but we're done to keep everything local, so Carrie will do a good job of that. So.
Awesome, and congratulations, Maynard.
Well, thank you, Dwayne. You have a great week there. We'll chat again next week.
You bet. Thank you. Everybody have a good week.